find out which guests are being featured this week. Read our network press releases and read the blog posts from your favorite hosts. Go to iRadioBlog.com today, powered by the Voice America Talk Radio Network.
The following program is being brought to you on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel. For more information about our network and to check our additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit VoiceAmericaHealth.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live Internet talk radio. Visit VoiceAmerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
Vibrational medicine, along with alternative therapies, can mean total body wellness for you. This is Good Vibrations. Catch the wave to better health with Lynn Waldrop. Vibrational medicine encompasses many modalities: sound, color, light, magnets, and more. You'll learn how to use these proven concepts to stimulate muscles, organs, and bones to their natural state of resonance. Now, here's your host, Lynn Waldrop.
Buddy, and welcome to today's episode of Good Vibrations. Today is an interesting show for me because after 15 months, this is our last show of Good Vibrations. We are transitioning to a new show on the Seventh Wave channel called Being Outside the Box. This show is going to start on July 11th. It's going to be a Thursday show at 2 Pacific and 5 Eastern. And today's Good Vibration show is kind of to transition us over and to talk a little bit about what that show is, why we're moving, and how it's a little bit different. We chose this change because what if living in this reality, being outside the box, was really not just about your health? What if it was about a whole lot more? So Good Vibrations, Catch the Wave to Better Health, was all dedicated to vibrational medicine for you and your body. And now we're looking at a vibration revolution for your life. So there's a big difference between the two, and that's what we're going to talk about today. And today my guest is my daughter and cohort in vibrational therapies, Tasha Waldrop.
Hi, everybody.
She was on last week with Cass. I hope you guys all listened into that one. And what Tasha and I want to talk about today really is, you know, all the different places where we are stuck in what I call the Joneses box. So everything in this reality is all about keeping up with the Joneses. And what if we could just turn the kaleidoscope a little bit on that and turn it into something greater where we don't have to be trapped in the box? And as we were preparing for the show, it was really interesting. All these different sayings that your mom and your grandma used to say just kept coming up for us. It was very interesting. And how all these different sayings really help to trap us and keep us inside the Joneses box. So what do I mean by that? So the saying is keeping up with the Joneses. But what we realized was how many times that the Joneses box is actually what keeps you down. So what would it take for you to be willing to be different? Have you ever thought about this? All these people are walking around in this reality and they're all sad and depressed. And so a lot of times you'll find that that means that you walk around sad and depressed too. And you're like, okay, so why am I depressed? And you don't even know why. Because what if you're just being like everybody else? Because that's kind of what we've been entrained and ingrained in this reality to be, like everybody else. When years ago, I used to be on a lot of pharmaceuticals. I've been on every depression drug out there about 5 years ago. And when I finally got myself out of that, I had a client who came to see me and we became very good friends. But then after I really got myself outside of the Joneses box and was willing to be as different as I've always been, which is very different. You guys know this if you've listened to me at all. Very different. And I'm willing to admit that. One day I decided to call her just to see how she was doing. And she said to me, I can't think about you. I can't even talk to you. You make me feel so ashamed. I can't do anything right. Your life is going so great. And she hung up the phone on me. And I thought, wow, what was that? And it just was a very amazing day because I had another person do the exact same thing, same words in the same day. And the realization for me was, wow, you know, I've gotten myself out of that box. I've gotten myself out of that sadness and that depression. And it pissed them off. So how many times are you in a box and everybody tries to hold you in that box? And how fun for you is that to be inside that box? So this show is all about being outside the box. So let's talk a little bit about, so you have sadness and depression, and so you choose it. What about all the people that have debt all around you? Do you choose debt just because everybody else has debt? How many times are you constrained inside a certain perimeter that you've created? And every time you try to get out, people will literally say to you, I know, Tasha, you've had this experience with some of your friends recently, where they'll literally say to you, wow, you're too good for us now because you got that new car, because you upgraded your life in some way, shape, or form. They judge you. And then immediately we have a tendency to go into, oh, what am I doing wrong? Why is this person being so mean to me? Because they're judging me. So part of being outside the box is giving the Jones box back to everybody else and being willing to be different and willing to be judged in the process. So Tasha, you want to talk to them a little bit about your experience with your friends?
Sure. It's a little bit to where I decided that I wanted to change, and I was willing to do whatever it is that I required to make that change. I was really sad, and I couldn't seem to get out of it. I don't know, I just couldn't think past, okay, so what's wrong with me that no one else wants to be around me, or what's wrong with me that all my friends decided that they don't want to hang out with me anymore? And it was really more of the fact that I decided to choose to be happy for me. And a lot of the circumstances around that meant that those same people that have been in my life for so long were some of the people that just weren't allowing me to choose me. And they would rather me dictate what they want me to do instead of giving me the choice. And being outside the box is somewhere where you can choose to be you, no matter who that you is. And that's something that we want to help people get to, which is where you choose you, and no matter who that you is, you're an amazing person, and you can be anything you want to be. All you have to do is choose it. And now we're going to move on to another interesting subject, I'm sure.
So people are even in competition. So really, that's a piece of competition.
Absolutely, yeah.
You know, it's like, oh, if this person got a car, how many people are actually happy for that person because they got a new car? There's a lot of happiness, but there's also a lot of jealousy. Like, why can't I have that? Why can't I create that in my life? What am I doing wrong? And that's you being even in competition with you. And what if you didn't have to choose that? What if you could just outcreate yourself every day? Ask, okay, so how can I outcreate myself today from what I was yesterday? No matter what that means, without any expectations, because that's where you get into the problem, is the expectation.
Absolutely. I know I've done that for myself for sure, is when I keep expecting something to happen and it doesn't, because of everything that I believe that it should show up as. I should be making hundreds of thousands of dollars for doing, you know, absolutely nothing. But is that really what I want to be doing? Well, no. So is that going to show up for me? No, because I misidentified and misapplied money with happiness. And is that really a truth? And the answer for me is no. No money isn't happiness. No money isn't going to bring me all, you know, the quote unquote people that I say that I want in my life. It really, what I want is freedom. And choosing freedom for me is just choosing things that make me happy.
So let's go to money for a minute. So in this reality, which is the Joneses box, money is the capitalistic evil of the world. It's what makes the world go round. There's one of those old sayings I was talking about. Money is dirty. How many times when you're a kid, your mother said, don't put that in your mouth, it's dirty, or you don't know where that's been, okay?
Not mine.
Yep, not yours. Take it, Tasha, and run. Money is freedom and money is power. And what if money wasn't any of these things, okay? What if it was easy to create and generate? What if you didn't have to sit in a cube all day long, being a slave to a corporation, working in a job you didn't like just to make ends meet? And I'm not telling y'all to go quit your job. Believe me, I am not telling you that. But one of my questions for you is, what if you could change it into something that was fun for you, that wasn't drudgery to go to every day? You know, there's people that clean public toilets for a living and they whistle while they work. happiness is just a choice. And so how many people around you in that cube farm, and I used to work in one, so I recognize this, are not happy whatsoever. And so how much of that are you just picking up on of everybody else and them not being happy, them not enjoying their life? And so again, you put your, make yourself small and put yourself inside the Joneses box. Nobody else on the floor is happy. I can't be happy either. I had a boss one time that I wanted to change to get a new job. And everybody said, oh my God, you don't want to work for her. She is a witch. And I was like, well, I don't know. This job seems really juicy for me. You know, I'm going to learn all these new skills. I'm going to, you know, make 10,000 more a year. I'm going to get to travel a little. I get to do all these things. It just seemed like the perfect job for me. But everybody kept saying, wow, she's a witch. You know, I ended up saying, you know what? I'm not going to stay inside the Joneses box. I went and took the job. This woman ended up being one of my best friends. We used to vacation together 20 years ago when I worked there, and it was a wonderful experience. So again, how many times do you listen to everybody in the Joneses box saying just because it wasn't going to work for them, it's not going to work for you? Or what if they were jealous that you were actually going to move up in the world and therefore they were just trying to keep you inside the box? So imagine these boxes that we have everywhere where they're not even really a box. They're more like an expandable box, right? And you can stretch the skin of that box as only so far, and then all of a sudden, bing, it's just like a rubber band. You have to go get sucked right back in. Okay. So how often do you feel like your life is kind of like a roller coaster where it's like, okay, I can go up, oop, I can only go that far. Okay, got to come back in now. And you go kind of go down, oh, no, can't go out that far. So even the downs, everything has a parameter. So how would you like to get rid of all these different parameters that you have? That's what this show is going to be all about. We're going to talk about one more topic too, and that is relationships. So what are relationships like in this reality? Tasha and I laugh about this one because I've been married for 13 years and Tasha's a single young lady. And so we talk about this and how in this reality, you are supposed to be with someone. If you're not with somebody, then there's something wrong with you. Just look at Valentine's Day.
I was just going to say, when it comes to Valentine's Day, a lot of people call it Singles Awareness Day. And the truth is, it really is. If you're not with somebody on that particular day, you just feel so low about yourself that, you know, you're not doing something right. Why aren't you lovable? And it's just really sad, in my opinion, just because, again, I am a single person and I enjoy it from time to time. I'm not going to say that it's something, again, it's all a choice. If you choose to be single and that's fun for you for the rest of forever, go for it. If you choose that, hey, you know what, hanging out with this person or being in a relationship with this person is going to be fun for you, then by all means, choose it. But don't feel like if you're not in a relationship or you haven't met that perfect person yet, don't make yourself wrong for it. Don't beat yourself up for it. Just live and see what happens and be willing to let go of all the expectations that you have about relationships. Because believe me, I'm one of those people who has had many expectations on what a relationship should and shouldn't look like. And I've let a lot of that go, and I can't tell you how freeing that can truly be for your life, and especially for me, to getting out of the judgments of what that has to be, and, you know, having to have a person on your hip 24/7, because I did that for a long time, and I'm glad that that's not me, and I'm glad I'm not choosing that anymore. But relationships can be something that's so tricky, or it doesn't have to be, and it's all a choice. And getting outside that relationship box of, again, what they have to look like can be the most liberating thing in your whole life and just change your whole point of view on everything.
And from my point of view, it doesn't mean that you have to, if you're in a relationship, it doesn't mean you have to leave that relationship or even get a divorce. Because for me, my relationship with my husband has changed over the last year and a half, 2 years, a lot. And, you know, I've seen amazing changes in him, not because I've done anything to change him. I've just changed what I'm willing to choose for me, and he's along for the ride. So what kind of fun adventure could you be on to change you, and how might that change your relationship to make it better, or just to make it different? But in this reality, research has shown that we'd rather be in a bad relationship than no relationship. And is that really what you want to continue to choose?
Well, I know from my experience that I did choose that. That I chose to be in that relationship where if it's kind of like you are next to the person and you're looking at them and you feel more lonely looking at them and being with them than you would in a room, you know, completely alone by yourself. And that is that's one of those points that I got to where I was like, okay, this isn't working for me because I'm so lonely and I have somebody. It's just that we're just not there anymore. We're just not choosing the same things. We have, you know, differences. And again, you don't have to choose to get out of your relationship. You can choose to make it work for you, or you can choose something different.
But so many of the relationships are built on fantasies in terms of, you know, waiting for your prince or princess to come along and having somebody come to sweep you off their feet and all that kind of thing. And is that really a truth? Is that really where people are operating from? We see this with Disney. I hate to blow up Disney. We all love what they create in their movies, but what kind of consciousness have they created for both men and women in terms of what we're all supposed to act like? And, you know, every Valentine's you're supposed to bring the flowers and bring the chocolates and take them out to dinner and do all these certain things. And what if you could create something that's so much more fun than all of that?
Or like being the knight in shining armor, which is something that was a big sticking point for me for a long time, is I've got to save the damsel in distress. And what does that really do? That really means that I'm willing to jump on a sword for someone else. And that's not going to make me happy in the end when I'm not choosing for me. It's not making me happy. I just think I'm doing what I should be doing to make everyone else happy. And therefore I should be happy if everyone else is happy. And it just becomes this wild
And the
fantasy.
Problem is everybody else ever happy?
No. No.
There's the root problem right there. So the grass is always greener, guys. There's another one of those statements that came up for us. You know, the grass is always greener. How many people, when you look at their relationships, it looks like they have the perfect relationship and that's what you want. Mm-hmm. But you don't see what happens behind closed doors. You don't really know what that relationship is like. And again, it's a part of competition where it's like, wow, I want what she's having, or I want what he's having, rather than would you guys be willing just to get out of the Joneses box and create it whatever way you would like it to be? What if you had that power? So being outside of the box is every molecule of the universe is contributing to you. Would you guys be willing to choose that? And we're going to go to a quick break. And when we come back, we're going to talk about what that means, how you can have every molecule of the universe contribute to you, and what all that means in terms of what every molecule is. We'll be back in just a minute.
A fresh look at today's health. Voice America Health and Wellness.
How would you like to live a phenomenal life? If you aren't currently living the life you desire, contact us for a phenomenal life session at www.myphenomenallife.net. Finances, relationships, sex, business, weight issues, and more. 1 hour can change your life. Call 678-745-VIBE. That's 678-745-8423. Or contact us on the web at www.myphenomenallife.net. Why not start living the life you've always dreamed of now? What's stopping you? Visit myphenomenallife.net or call us at 678-745-VIBE. Again, that's 678-745-8423.
The tools of vibrational medicine are easy and effective. Go to www.tuningforkwarehouse.com and purchase all of your therapy equipment. We have tuning forks, color therapy kits, Richway Biomat and alkaline water devices, Sima 750 sound therapy instruments, and more. We also offer classes in the use of many of the products, whether you are just beginning or are a seasoned professional. Check us out at www.tuningforkwarehouse.com. We're here to supply tools for your optimal health.
Want to get away to views that will take your breath away? Visit Paradise in the U.S. Virgin Islands. Come see what we are talking about at www.stcroixdreamvacation.com, where there's plenty of sun and fun, snorkeling, scuba diving, jet skis, golf, the most breathtaking sunsets, and the rich history of Christiansted. It's time to de-stress and feel the relaxation of island time. Visit stcroixdreamvacation.com. That's S-T-C-R-O-I-X, dreamvacation.com. Kick back, relax, and feel the Make your first stop, St. Croix, dreamvacation.com.
Are you tired of feeling stressed out, can't sleep, and in pain? Learn how to use vibrational medicine as your new first aid kit. While healthcare costs are climbing and there are more and more pharmaceutical side effects, there is another choice. Contact Lynn Waldrop at www.soundcolorandlightforlife.com and see how 1 hour can change your life. Depression, gout, Parkinson's, sciatica, neuropathy, surgery recovery, tennis elbow, ACL tears. You can have a quicker recovery and live the active life you've always wanted to. Visit soundcolorandlightforlife.com.
Your life, your health, your network. You're listening to Voice America Health and Wellness.
You are tuned in to Good Vibrations with Lynn Waldrop. If you have a question or comment about today's program, please call 1-866-472-5792. Again, that's 1-866-472-5792. If you'd rather send an email, our email address is linsgoodvibes@att.net. Now, back to Good Vibrations. Catch the wave to better health.
Welcome back, everybody, to Good Vibrations. Again, this is kind of our breakout show. We told you at the beginning of the hour, if you just are dialing in now, that this is the last show is Good Vibrations. We're going to start on July 11th. It's a Thursday in a radio show called Being Outside the Box, which will be on the 7th Wave channel instead of on Health and Wellness. It'll be on Thursdays at 2 Pacific and 5 Eastern. And Being Outside of the Box is all about a vibrational revolution, not just for your health, like Good Vibrations talked about, but also for your life. So we're going to have all kinds of different shows. We're going to have shows having to do with your health still. And if you have any suggestions or things that you would like to hear about, let us know. I know that's how we got a lot of the Parkinson's people on the show in February. But we're going to be all over the place. We're going to be expanding the paranormal piece of my business. We call it the Paranormal Playground. And we're actually going to be going to Hillview Manor in Newcastle, Pennsylvania, and various other locations and doing a bunch of paranormal work. So one of the questions I asked you before the break was, what is being outside the box, being outside of this reality mean to you? And would you allow every molecule of the universe to contribute to you? So contributing and contribution is all about gifting and receiving at the same time. And so if we're all just energy, which you guys have heard me talk about now for 15 months, if we're all just energy, there is no good or bad. It's only bad energy when we judge it as bad energy. Then we could even ask for the doggy poo-poo in the yard to contribute energy to us. It doesn't matter because there is no good or bad. Everything is energy and everything has consciousness. So what that also means is, what about the entities? So the last time I was at Hillview, which was, I believe, 2 years ago in 2010, I guess 3 years ago, it was an amazing adventure that we had. We had these children that had passed over. Hillview, if you wanted to go look it up, it's hillviewmanor.com. It used to be a poor farm in the 1920s, and it transitioned to a hospital, and it transitioned to a hospice unit. It's a very, very large space. And we had a bunch of small children that were guiding us through there that had passed over in the 20s and 30s. And it was an incredible experience. You can go to our website. We're also kind of transitioning our website as well. So I know Sound, Color, and Light for Life, a lot of people were having problems with all that. So we're just kind of streamlining it to lynnwaldrop.com. So feel free to go to lynnwaldrop.com. You can read some of the results of what happened the last time I was at Hillview. But in the fall, we're going to be going back to Pittsburgh and doing some live shows from inside Hillview. So we'd love for invitations to other places that you have around that you know of, where we can go and play with some of the people that have passed over and some of the other beings. So what if those beings could also contribute to you? Just because they passed over, they still have consciousness. It doesn't mean they know more than you do, but they still have consciousness. And what if they could contribute to your life in some way, shape, or form? So we will be using all kinds of energies on this new show, Being Outside the Box, and I'm willing to be that different. Are you willing to go there with me? Are you willing to choose it? So what if you could employ this reality and everything in it to work for you? And how easy can that make your life? How easy can it make your life? More than you never imagined before. Everybody always corrects me when I say that because they always say, don't you mean ever imagined? No, because if you can imagine it, it's still inside one of those Joneses boxes, right? Because if you can imagine it, it still has some sort of limitation and constraint to it. So I always ask for more than I could never imagine to show up in my life. And it creates some wonderful, wonderful spaces in my life. So I invite you to do the same.
And I absolutely know when it comes to the entity as part of this, this is something that's new for me, especially. When I was younger, I know that it was something I would never, ever, ever go near. But I have since changed my point of view on it. And if you're doubting, you know, well, I don't know about if I believe in all that. Well, if you've ever had a friend or a family member who come maybe to visit you in your dreams, absolutely, that's that person. And I've had that happen a few times since my grandma passed away. And I just know without a doubt that that's her. I'm just aware of that's her entity. That's her, the being. And it's always pleasant. It's always fun. And it leaves me with a connecting piece to that side of this reality. And how amazing would it be to never have to be, quote unquote, alone from those family members that you have passed on, or just being willing to receive information from people who have chosen to be on in a different space. And that's something that is very unique point of view. But it's something that if you're interested and you would love to explore it, we would absolutely love to have you come along with us. We do different classes when it comes to this particular piece. The ParanormalPlaytime.com is somewhere you can visit on our website as well. And again, we are transitioning the website to go more toward LynnWaldrop.com just because Lynn does so many different things. Clearly, I'm not her, by the way, everybody. I'm Tasha. Just to let you know, just because she does so many unique and special things, we wanted to separate it a little bit. You make it a little bit more easier for you to research, get to know her a little bit more, and the different things that she teaches. We are still going to be doing the pieces of sound, color, and lights, the tuning quirk classes, the color therapy classes as well. It's just this is a new avenue that we're going to explore, and I can't tell you how excited I am to check it out. I'm, again, a bit nervous, but what is nervous? It's really just excited, right?
That's right. And I've been teaching different types of psychic development classes for over 20 years. I used to play in cemeteries and talk to the things that have transitioned over. And the point is, what if everybody could do this? I know there's a lot of shows on TV where there's certain people that can go and receive information from people, family members that have passed over or whatever. But what if you had that talent and ability too? What if everybody had it? I just recently had a class in Mexico City. It was about a week ago, and that morning I woke up with the awareness that there was going to be an earthquake. And I went, okay, so Earth, because I talked to the Earth just like I talked to everything. And I said, okay, so Earth, what's it going to take? And it was like, will you contribute energy? Remember what I said a contribution is, gifting and receiving at the same time. So I gifted energy to the Earth. Doesn't mean you have to go stand outside naked or put your feet in the dirt or anything like that. You just do it. And later that day, I told my class that I was teaching about it. And I said, you know, I almost put this up on Facebook, but I was afraid I might scare some people because they hadn't had one for a while. And oh, my goodness, at midnight that night, guess what happened? An earthquake hit. And it was my first earthquake. And what was so funny was I even posted it on Facebook that why do I even question the awarenesses that I get anymore? Because it just doesn't make sense. Because as I'm standing here on the 10th floor of my hotel, and the walls are moving 2 feet from one side to the other, making the drawers come out of the chest of drawers and moving my bed 2 feet towards the center of the room. And I feel like I'm in one of those funny mirrors at a state fair or something. As I'm watching all this, I'm going, what is happening here? And actually, Tasha had texted me right in that moment, and we were texting back and forth, and I'm going, is this really an earthquake? And she's like, you knew it was coming. Why are you so surprised? You know? And it was just kind of really funny that we get this information and we still try to put it aside and doubt what we get. And you better believe my phone was blown up by everybody in my class because they were like, oh my God, you said this morning there was going to be an earthquake and look what happened. So, but what if we all had this capability? What if everybody could do that? Okay. And that's what being outside the box is all about. What can you do or be different that could change your whole reality so that you have more fun in your life, you have better health, you have fabulous relationships, you have money out the wazoo so that you can play and further consciousness or whatever you choose to do? And how much fun could your whole life be if you were willing to be outside of the constraints of the Joneses box? And what would it take to get there?
And recognize that you are different, and especially if you're listening to Lynn, yay, Lynn! And again, it's more like you're different, and you know there's something else out there for you. And listening to the show kind of gives you a little bit of example of all the things that are available to you. But feel free to go outside of our realm of expectation and go out there and see what would be fun for you. We're just giving you a different possibility of ways to look at. To look at life, and how often does it happen where you get a whole new perspective and it changes your life just by changing that one thought process of, oh God, do I have to get out of bed today? You wake up and you're like, you know what? Today's Monday and that's okay. I'm completely fine with Monday. I enjoy my life. I like my job. And even if you don't like your job, make your job fun for you. Whatever that takes, if you've got to, you know, be willing to smile more and make that joke, even if no one laughs. And by the way, that's a talent ability that I have. I love to laugh at myself. And before...
That's not allowed in this reality. In this reality, that's just not okay.
And I can tell you, before I started kind of opening to questions and kind of getting outside of my own box, I was never willing to do that because I was always afraid of, you know, people are going to judge me. They're going to think I'm crazy because I'm laughing to myself. And now I love it. I love making silly little comments and just laughing and smiling. And I can tell you how many times that I've smiled at somebody and they just look at me for half a second and they're like, what? Why are you? And then they smile and they're like, oh my God, this is what smiling feels like. It's like you almost forget to be happy or forget that you can smile. And what would it take for us to remember what we used to be when we were younger, which is smiling and laughing and exploring and just having a good time? And that's really what this show is about and what Lynn is all about, and the things that she does is just getting you back to the place of willing to explore and be the little kid and be happy and choose things that make you happy. Because when you're younger, you choose the red block or the blue block, and it didn't really matter because they're both black, but you're going to choose whichever one you choose because that's fun for you. And what would it take to make everything fun for you?
So it always, this reality always reminds me of the movie Surrogates. If you haven't seen it, I suggest you go and rent it. It was a Bruce Willis movie about how basically people got to the point where they never left their apartments and they had this surrogate being that went out and they did everything and you kind of drove them like a video machine. And there's so many people that I see walking through their life that unhappy. And it just is totally sad to me because it really can be that simple to completely change your life. And would you guys be willing to choose it? So we're going to take our last break. We're going to kind of do a review of our favorite therapies from Good Vibrations over the last year in the last section of the show. But being outside the box, Thursdays, 2 Pacific, 5 Eastern, starting in 2 weeks on July 11th. We'd love for you to come along for the ride. We'll be back in a minute.
Opinions, options, answers. Voice America Health and Wellness.
Are you tired of feeling stressed out, can't sleep, and in pain? Learn how to use vibrational medicine as your new first aid kit. While healthcare costs are climbing and there are more and more pharmaceutical side effects, there is another choice. Contact Lynn Waldrop at www.soundcolorandlightforlife.com and see how 1 hour can change your life. Depression, gout, Parkinson's, sciatica, neuropathy, surgery recovery, tennis elbow, ACL tears. You can have a quicker recovery and live the active life you've always wanted to. Visit soundcolorandlightforlife.com.
How would you like to live a phenomenal life? If you aren't currently living the life you desire, contact us for a phenomenal life session at www.myphenomenallife.net. Finances, relationships, sex, business, weight issues, and more. 1 hour can change your life. Call 678-745-VIBE. That's 678-745-8423. Or contact us on the web at www.myphenomenallife.net. Why not start living the life you've always dreamed of now? What's stopping you? Visit myphenomenallife.net or call us at 678-745-VIBE. Again, that's 678-745-8423.
Want to get away to views that will take your breath away? Visit Paradise in the U.S. Virgin Islands. Come see what we're talking about at www.stcroixdreamvacation.com, where there's plenty of sun and fun, snorkeling, scuba diving, jet skis, golf, the most breathtaking sunsets, and the rich history of Christiansted. It's time to de-stress and feel the relaxation of island time. Visit stcroixdreamvacation.com. That's S-T-C-R-O-I-X, dreamvacation.com. Kick back, relax, and feel the ah. Make your first stop, stcroixdreamvacation.com.
Our world is filled with strong, powerful, and accomplished women who can inspire teen girls and young women to push past fears, quiet negative self-talk, find mentors, set goals, and capture their dreams. Tune into the Inspiring Women podcast series featuring interviews with women who have overcome incredible challenges to achieve personal satisfaction and professional accomplishment. Go to www.inspiringwomenseries.com today.
Your life, your health, your network. You're listening to Voice America Health and Wellness.
You are tuned in to Good Vibrations with Lynn Waldrop. If you have a question or comment about today's program, please call 1-866-472-5792. Again, that's 1-866-472-5792. If you'd rather send an email, our email address is lynnsgoodvibes@att.net. Now, back to Good Vibrations. Catch the wave to better health.
Welcome back, everybody. So we wanted to give you the email address for the new show. It's beingoutsidethebox@yahoo.com. And in about a week or so, the Being Outside the Box Facebook group will also be up. We'd love for you guys to like us on Facebook and follow us on Facebook. We'd love to hear from you guys. We'd love some phone calls on the new show as well. We'll be doing all kinds of crazy things, believe me. So what we wanted to talk about a little bit were some of our favorite shows from Good Vibrations over the last 15 months, because all of these downloads will be moved over to the new show, so you'll still have access to them. But for those of you who weren't with us maybe for all 15 months, we just kind of wanted to give you a smattering of some of our favorites. So the very first show we did was actually on Cyma Technologies. It's C-Y-M-A, technologies.com. And it's a wonderful, wonderful machine called the AMI 750 or the AMI 1000. And it's acoustic meridian intelligence is what AMI stands for. And it's basically a frequency generator. If you've heard of a Rife machine, it's similar to that, but it has more research to back it all up. All the research is still around, so we know why it works and how it works. And it's also way different than the MP3s that you can download from the internet because they don't have a transducer that actually creates the vibration and does not give you the same change that these machines will do. And they're fabulous because they work for anything from neuropathy to Parkinson's, weight loss, depression, colds and flu, and gout. So if instead of taking a pill, you wanted to put your feet on the AMI and hear these different tones for 30 to 60 minutes to change your life, would you be willing to choose it? It can be that simple. And I know we use it personally as well as for my clients, but my husband has gout, and all he has to do is listen to the 20-minute program twice, and his gout goes away, and he doesn't have gout for 6 months. And he can go back to, you know, eating whatever he wants, drinking whatever he wants, and he doesn't have any problems. I know Tasha probably uses it more than anybody. Every time she gets a cold or a flu, instead of it developing into bronchitis, she might have a cold or flu for 2 or 3 days, and that's it, rather than 3 or 4 weeks.
I also used it when I had kidney stones. I did not enjoy the medication, and going to the emergency room was not a fun experience for me. After I listened to the AMI for a couple of days, 3 days, the kidney stones were gone. The pain was gone almost immediately. And I love that thing. I listen to it almost every night, and it keeps me healthy, happy, and I love it.
So again, what if instead of taking all the medication and all the side effects, we love that we our family just sits there and laughs every time we hear all the side effects. You know, like if I had to take a pill, choose to decide to take a pill that gave me anal leakage, I can guarantee you that's not going to be a pill I'm going to take. I'm going to run to my AMI and I'm going to use it. So just knowing all the different side effects that they have for all these medicines now, why not choose something different? So you can go to SymaTechnologiesPlural.com. You can find out more information. They sell these for home use, as well as there's different practitioners around the world that actually have these different machines that you can go and try them out and see if it'll work for you. Another one was we did several tuning fork shows. We had all the tuning fork biggies on. We had John Boyeu, which is spelled B-E-A-U-L-I-E-U, and David Hulse, and myself. I love to include myself in that bucket. There aren't very many people that teach tuning forks, but let me just give you an idea. We all teach very different techniques. I don't know anybody who really teaches. They may be the same set of forks, but they don't really teach the same technique. And they do actually very different things. So when, even though they're very transportable, even though they're very small and very inexpensive, do your research, because there's a lot of different manufacturers. Some have a very short stem and make it harder to use them. Some do not. So do your research before you purchase the forks, because I've had so many people that come to me. They'll come to a class and just dump all the forks they own out on my table and say, how do I use all these? So they buy a lot of forks, but there isn't a lot of information on how to use them. So the ones that I teach are resetting the nervous system, the endocrine system, and the meridian system. I had a client who couldn't turn his head to the left for 13 years, and in less than 5 minutes, he was able to turn his head to the left. He even had tried everything, including cervical traction, which is basically the medical term for hanging. His doctor hung him from the doorway in his office. And even that didn't work. I had a gentleman named Dr. Jeffrey Thompson on from the Center of Neuroacoustic Research, and he actually confirmed all the reasons why tuning forks work, which I love, because he had all kinds of grants and everything from the U.S. government to do his research. But his research was all based on, once you reset the nervous system, what would it reset in the rest of the body? And basically, it's kind of like hitting a Control-Alt-Delete on the body and rebooting the entire body. So the changes that we have seen with people just having their nervous system reset are just, to me, they're none short of miraculous. We've had people, their hearing has changed, their vision has changed, their tilted pelvises have popped back in place. Just a whole plethora of all different symptoms that have completely changed just by having the nervous system reset, and it takes no more than 5 or 10 minutes. We also have people that we run across with thyroid and pancreas problems, and they either can stop going on their meds, or they can at least change and lower the dosage, and their doctors are always amazed when these organs have such a change. We had a woman in one of our classes who had kidney disease, and she was getting ready to go on dialysis. And by using a simple tuning fork that was calibrated to the frequency of a healthy kidney, she actually changed that in 6 weeks down to stage 2 kidney disease. So she almost was down to the point of a healthy kidney. So what would it take for you to choose something like this for you and your body? If you're interested, we have a basic tuning fork class coming up on July 6th and 7th. And if you're not in the Atlanta area, no worries. We live stream the class all around the world. So you would just need to sign up soon so that we could ship you out your tuning forks to make sure you had them in time to practice. It will be in a virtual classroom setting. So you will be in front of your computer, and I will see everything you do, and you will see everything that I do, and it'll be recorded so you can go back and replay it and keep rehoning your skills. So you can check that out at lynnwaldrop.com for more information. So tuning forks are just so easy to use. You can take them on the plane. You can take them wherever you go, but they're a wonderful, wonderful tool for health. We had Sherry Edwards on, and she developed a system of computational biology which uses the sound of your voice to predict and manage your biological function. So she can also use different frequencies that she gives you to change that. So that's at www.sherryedwards.com, and that's Sherry, S-H-A-R-R-Y. We also learned a really interesting fact that I had not heard before, that we've done a lot of research on since Sherry's show, that Parkinson's most of the time is really caused by Lyme's disease latent in the body. which, as you all probably know, is generally from a very small deer tick. And it will mimic all the symptoms of Parkinson's. So go back and listen to either the Sherry Edwards show or Dr. Robert Rogers show. They were both from February. And it'll give you a lot of information about Parkinson's and Lyme's disease in those shows. We also had one of Tasha's favorite, who was Maude LaRue. You want to talk about Maude's show a little bit?
Yeah, she was a very interesting guest, and I actually found her one day when I was looking up sound technologies. She did the Tomatis sound therapy method, especially for children with ADHD, ADD, and learning disabilities. She has had tremendous success using her particular sound method, and she has a healing center in, I believe, Pennsylvania. And she has a group of 20 therapists that work underneath her, and they constantly work with kids. And I've actually seen some of the results, and it was amazing, thing to have happen, especially with young kids who are maybe struggling with these particular learning disabilities, and having sound completely change the world. I know that for me personally, I've always been an auditory person. Sound is something that I live by. You can talk to me for hours on end, and I'll be able to remember everything you say. But if you get me to read a book, I'll forget every minute of it in about 2 seconds. Just because sound is something that is just my body and sound is one and the same. I love the vibration. You should really go back and listen to that show. It's very interesting. Again, the changes that she's seen in these kids over the last 20 years is mind-blowing. I know that she also travels to South America and South Africa as well to introduce this Tomatis sound therapy method to others.
She also works with adults too. So really anybody with any kind of a learning disability, she's had a lot of good results. We had Shava Carr on, who was with HeartMath. Now she has their group has a little bit different thinking. Remember I said with the tuning forks for me and with Dr. Jeffrey Thompson, we kind of base off of the nervous system rebooting the body. HeartMath's focus is rebooting the cardiovascular system, and that reboots the body. And they've had a lot of good results with that as well. And we had all the biggies in music sound therapy on. We had Tom Kenyon in the fall and Stephen Halperin and Jonathan Goldman and Wayne Perry, and they were all a lot of fun. If you have never had a class, a week-long class or three-day class with Tom Kenyon, I highly, highly, highly recommend it. He teaches certain types of sound therapy that he does, and he does all these guys use their voice. So where I might use a tuning fork, where Maude and Mandar Cromwell might use different types of technology to create the sound, these guys all use their voice, and it's some amazing stuff that they can do with it. I remember I went to a class with Tom Kenyon one time, and he was taking us through this guided meditation of his sound technique. And I remember I was like, I just have to open my eyes and look up there and see who's making that sound. It wasn't a sound that was something that like you would ever hear coming out of a human body. And it was whatever being he was channeling in that moment. It was just amazing, the sounds that were coming from him. So please go to see Tom Kenyon, Stephen Halperin, Jonathan Goldman, Wayne Perry sites, and take a class with them if you can, or buy their CDs and some of their music and listen. I know Tom has a documentary that's just coming out about him very soon as well. One of my favorite guys that we ever had on was Dr. Jerry Tennant. And it's because a lot of the work that I do in my private practice is based off of a book that he has called Healing is Voltage. And he has kind of a rocky background where he was actually a doctor and he was a researcher for LASIK eye surgery, and he became deathly ill. And now he is very thriving. He has a business in Texas and just has a wonderful business, but he's gone from being a doctor to more of a holistic practitioner, because what they didn't realize was that when he did the LASIK eye surgery, they thought that the laser would kill all the viruses, and that isn't what happened. The viruses came up from people's eyes and into his brain, and he had all kinds of problems. They basically said that he had a death sentence of 6 months. And it didn't happen. And he changed, not only changed it all around, but changed it to be healthy. And his tool is called the biomodulator, which is a wonderful, wonderful tool. To me, one of the newest tools, though, that is really going to is really cutting edge, and I believe, my personal belief is that this tool is going to do way more for people than what they never imagined in their research, and that's Dr. Clinton Rubin. He was also on at the end of January, and he developed all the research behind the Meridine low-intensity vibrational device. It reverses osteoporosis, it recovers bone density, and very soon we'll have it for sale on LynnWaldrop.com because I'm just such a huge fan and huge believer. But it's all about having this low-intensity machine that you stand on for 10 minutes a day. And something like 14,000 muscles move every second when you're standing on this machine. And they had rats that lost some weight. Not that I'm suggesting that this is the new weight loss pill. But the thing that you need to be careful of, and the reason why I try to tell people to listen to this show, if you're even considering this product, is because there's so many of them on the market, and they're all using his research. So why not go with the guy who has the research? And there's also a lot of gyms in that who are using vibrational intensity machines, but they are not low. And vibration is listed as the number one harmful substance in the world by the CDC. Because if you give the body too much vibration, the body can't handle it. Like if you have one of those smart cars, they have the best cages in the world that you sit in. But if that smart car hits a wall going 100 miles an hour, yes, the car will survive. But the person still won't, because the person cannot handle the vibration, the concussion that will happen by hitting that wall going so fast. So you have to be very, very careful about, you know, what kind of vibrational therapy device that you choose, so that it is a low vibrational therapy device and it will actually assist the body to changing health rather than creating problems with you and your body. So my last tool that I love was Suzanne Stone was on early on with the Biomat. And the Biomat is one of my favorite tools in the world. I use it not only for myself, but also for all of my clients. It gives you a far infrared treatment. It delivers electrons to the body, which raises the alkalinity. It's a cancer treatment in Korea and Japan. And again, it's on my website or www.soundcolorlight.thebiomatcompany.com. So these are just some of our favorite shows that we've had over the last year and some of the tools that we use the most for our bodies personally at home and for our clients. And so with this, we are going to close out Good Vibrations and say goodbye, and we're going to open our arms to being outside the box, and hopefully we will see all of you in 2 weeks, July 11th, at 2 Pacific, 5 Eastern, for the new show called Being Outside the Box on the 7th Wave. We'll see you there.
Thank you again for joining us for Good Vibrations. Catch the wave to better health. We hope you'll tune in again next week, Tuesday at noon Pacific Time, 3 p.m. Eastern Time, for another edition with your host, Lynn Waldrop, on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel. Have a good and healthy week.
Thanks again for listening to the preceding program, brought to you on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel. For more information about our network and to check out additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericahealth.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the preceding program are strictly those of the hosts or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.